I'm very happy now to welcome John Greenspan. He is the host of Good Morning Jazz, which is Wednesday and Thursday mornings on KSFR. Welcome.
Welcome, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be here. Good morning to everybody.
And you are having the 10th anniversary of Good Morning Jazz.
That's really amazing. We did the first broadcast in late April of 2000. And we had a friend of mine, Danny Sheehan, who lives in Cincinnati. Actually, he's a friend of my wife, who suggested the name. I sent out emails to everybody. We kind of had a contest. What would be the best name for this show? And we came up with Good Morning Jazz. So that's how we got the name.
Keep it simple, and everybody remembers it.
Yes.
So you call yourself the jazz man. And how did you get interested in jazz?
I actually had some camp counselors when I was about 11 or 12 who were interested in jazz, and then I kind of took it back home with me when I got back to Baltimore, and my family was very supportive of that, and they kind of encouraged me to buy records and listen to it, and I just liked it. And we had some friends in high school. We were not Elvis fans. We liked Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker instead, and that's how we kept it up.
And over the years, who have been some of your all-time favorite jazz artists?
Well, I guess Miles Davis would certainly be one, and Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and Oscar Peterson, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, Count Basie from the swing era. But there are a lot of good people today, and I've been fortunate enough to have four Grammy winners on the show, and these are a little more contemporary. Maria Schneider, who is just terrific. She's won a couple of Grammys. Dave Holland, the great bassist. Bill Holman, who actually goes back about 50 years but won a Grammy about 10 years ago. We had him on. And Bobby McFerrin. But there are a lot of good people out there. Keith Jarrett, of course, is another one. And, there are all kinds of good people coming along.
And when you think about how many of those great people end up playing in Santa Fe, it's staggering in a town of this size.
Oh, absolutely. We have had some terrific people here. And, we're a pretty hip town. And you have people like Bruce Dunlap, who for a while was doing the Jazz Festival. And then the Outpost people took over. And you have Lee and Susan Burke and Larry and Jane Hootkin, who do the Friends of Santa Fe Jazz. And they brought in some excellent people here, too.
And the Bruce Dunlap's space now is called Gig in Santa Fe on 2nd Street. And they do a variety of music, not just jazz, but including jazz. And they've got a kind of small performance space going.
But it's a nice place to go to. You really, there's intimacy with the artist. And Bruce is doing a terrific job.
So, and there are other jazz venues in town. Where else can you listen to jazz in town?
Well, I think one of the main places now, of course, you have to get out Pasatiempo, but we don't have Bumblebee Bob's place anymore, but El Maison has jazz. You have jazz at La Fonda. And, of course, there are jazz things. There are artists that we're bringing in and out. Vanessi's has had a lot of good jazz concerts. The best thing to do is keep up with the various jazz calendars in Pasatiempo, and we try to keep you informed.
Now, you play jazz, and we have a lot of jazz here on KSFR. We're really primarily, during the day, jazz music format. Then in the evenings and weekends, we go kind of wild and play a little bit of everything.
Yes.
But jazz is great on the radio. And there's also something about listening to live music, which adds a dimension that just never quite makes it onto recordings.
Well, I think it's impossible to get that onto a recording, but I certainly would urge people to go out and, see jazz events when they happen, and we've had some great ones here in Santa Fe.
Now, we also have on your show, Good Morning Jazz, some regular series like Women in Jazz and New Orleans Hour and all kinds of things.
That's correct. I used to do Women in Jazz the first Wednesday of each month. Now it's an hour on Wednesday, and I work women more into the playlist because there are just more women out there doing things, and it's not such an oddity anymore, and it shouldn't be. I also have an artist of the month that I'll feature. You'll hear a lot of that artist during the course of the month. A song of the month. Usually one day we pick a song, play it five or six times, not in a row. And, there are other things. Yeah, the New Orleans Jazz Hour. We do special features, West Coast jazz, a history of big band music, whatever comes to mind. We always try to make it entertaining and interesting without my talking too much.
John Greenspan is the host of Good Morning Jazz, which is on KSFR on Wednesday and Thursday mornings from 9 until at noon, until the news at noon.
That's correct. And, we're going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary this week. And hopefully we'll have 10 or 15 or 20 more great years of jazz.
Excellent. It's great to have you here in the Santa Fe Bacon Company.
And thanks for all you do for KSFR and for the community, too.
Thank you, John. And we're going to go out today with jazz instead of our regular outro music, Miles Davis and John Coltrane. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.